702.
Call Refilwe on 011
883 0702.
The Joburg Theatre, in partnership with the dramatic, artistic and literary rights organisation Dalro, will present The Island and Sizwe Banzi is Dead. That all kicks off from the 1st to the 16th of October this year. And legendary actor and playwright Dr. John Gani is directing both productions. So this year's school set works, they say, promise to be the most entertaining plays for both young and old. And they will be travelling around the Gauteng region schools to give learners an opportunity to enjoy the play in the comfort of their school halls. Really, really novel, very, very necessary. Dr. John Gani, welcome to Weekend Breakfast. Thank you for your time today.
Good morning, Professor. You should be my publicist. The way you describe the whole process of what the project is about, my God, a lot of publicity people can learn from you. Thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the program. But I really do mean it when I say, you know, as someone who enjoyed English and literature and language at school, this could be very easy, and it was a breeze reading the set works, you know, taking the tests and the exams. But of course, we're not all made alike, and plenty of my, you know, classmates were quite often bored with this kind of work. And I can only imagine what seeing The Island being performed or even directed by someone such as yourself, or seeing Sizwe Banzi is Dead, right? A classic, South African classics, seeing them being performed, I can only imagine what it would bring or what it would do for the experience of literature and reading and just our own, you know, our own South African canon for someone in high school. So when you were directing and, you know, as you're rehearsing and prepping for these plays, Dr. Gani, what do you keep it in mind that you're primarily targeting high school students and they're going to take a lot from this as they prepare for their exams? Was that a consideration for you, a primary one?
The whole year I have been doing Zooming with particular high schools and teachers, educators, asking a lot of questions about the plays Arthur Fugard, Winston John and myself wrote in 1972 and 1973.
Yes.
We did both these plays and I won the Tony Award on Broadway for Best Actor for both plays. So to come back to them now with a young, new, vibrant cast who looking at the work as literature, and it takes you back to the moment and the time when the plays were written. And this is what normally actors would do a research as to what were the writer or the people he writes about the faith at that time.
Sure.
This is a road from oppression to democracy. And some of the plays we wrote that time articulate that history. So that's what the teachers want for the students to know. So that's what, then you walk into a rehearsal room with three actors and you talk to them first about, do you know what these plays are? Do you know who wrote these plays? And they laugh and say, but you're standing in front of us. And then you go through all, you do have, of course, the curriculum sort of structure.
Yes.
What are they taught at school? And you know, you do, when I do this Zoom with the students, first they ask the questions, but they focus only on exam questions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little bit of a professor, teacher, educator within the actor that the actor must be able to deal with. So at the end of each play, there's a Q&A where the students will be asking questions, and then the actor must be well conversant with the history, the meaning, the message, the intention, what the writers, what the times were.
Mm.
It's fascinating just when you talk about with today's young actors, because both Sia, Lundu, and Anele, brilliant, brilliant actors, are very young. So do you know the TBVC? You talk about Transkei.
Yes.
And Siska.
Yes. The former Homelands, yes.
Yeah. It says, what's that data? Okay. Let's go back. Call me Doc so I can shout. Call me Data. I can't shout.
Yeah. I mean,
so
it really...
Must,
It really, really is fascinating from that perspective when the actors have to do, you know, as they do with any character, with any role, that understanding of the history, the context, but also an interesting one where, as you say, they're youngsters, they are South African, they've grown up here, but there's quite a bit of remembering that they'll have to do, or understanding that they'll have to do themselves in order to convey it to the young audiences as well.
Absolutely. Once you go through a scene and you discuss it, go through a scene, and suddenly the light bulb goes on. This, my God, my dad used to talk about this.
Mm.
You know, I remember now. My dad used to talk about this, the history of the people who spent most of their lives on Robben Island and other prisons in South Africa, because women were not sent to Robben Island.
Sure.
That dealt with an island. And then the history of the passbook, which was almost like a slave ring around the black man's neck, stating that you belong to this particular town, this particular employer. So, but the most important thing, they're very entertaining, absolutely, mm-hmm. to make the text palatable and understandable, and to visually see. You know, when you read the character Caesar says, do you read? He says, I can't read.
Mm.
You pass on. But when you see Lundu, you see his face when he's asked, do you read the newspapers? And he says, I can't read. That's an indictment to that present government that failed that man with a basic human right, the right to education.
Sure. Well,
these are the levels we deal with.
Yeah. Dr. John Gani, thank you so much for availing yourself this morning. I think this is an exciting initiative. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and just get the reaction from the learners that will be able to access this network.
Some of the performances will be in the evening.
Yes.
Please come in. I must thank Ms. Polly Santunini for been asking me and all of us to work on the project to assist, especially during the disruptive COVID-19 year for the schools, where there has been so much not happening. So to get the opportunity then to work with the students with a wonderful theater where you can say, bring me this, they say, here it is. Bring me a stage, a roster, here it is. It's fantastic.
Oh, lovely stuff. All the best for your theatre run. And we look forward to conversations like this, more conversations like this in the future.